This is Perek Vav in Hilchos Shgagos. In the last Perek, as we know, the Rambam took up a lot of questions concerning inadvertent sexual sins. Now the Rambam's going to deal with inadvertent eating sins. So Halacha Aleph, he says, Din Shgagos HaMachalos K'din Shgagos HaBilos. So the halacha is that it concerns someone who accidentally consumes something that's prohibited is the same as someone who inadvertently engages in sexual relations. Lefikach, Yimochal Chilos Harbeh Mishim Echad. So again, if someone went ahead and ate many different foods in one period of being unaware of the halacha, what do you call it? It's shogeg. Afi sheish ben yom rabim. Even if there's many days in between each act of eating, eino chayav halachat zachas. He's only chayav one korban chatas. So what's an example? Ketzav. Achol chaylev bayom, v'achol chaylev machar, v'chaylev machar b'halamachas. Let's say I ate chaylev today and tomorrow and the next day, all without knowing that what I was doing was aser. So even though at the end of the day, let's say each piece of chaylev is cooked in a different pot, it's irrelevant. I'm only chayav once. But let's say I ate a kazayis of chaylev and I found out that it's usur to do so. And I went ahead again and accidentally ate a kazayis of chaylev and then found out about it. Just like by Bia, he's chayav in each eating. Because knowledge is what separates one act of inadvertent sin from another. Okay, but let's say I ate half a kazayis, which is the less than the minimum shear of chaylev, and then went ahead and ate another half a kazayis, again, under the same assumption that what I was doing wasn't a problem. Even if they're two different pots, even if I stopped in between them, they're still considered as one. He brings one karmachata. Because the two different pots don't separate the actions. However, as is the case in all halakha gachila, he cannot wait in between the two, or in order for the relationship to be one, if one kazayis, it can't be a period of time more than it would take to consume three eggs between the first chatzik kazayis and the second. The same way that we combine the amounts together for a person to get lashes if he does it purposely, so too, we combine the amounts of chatzis together for someone who eats it inadvertently. Let's say a person partook of nosar, which is leftover korban from five different korbanos, the kazayas from each one, but all under the assumption that nosar wasn't the problem. Even if there are five different pots, he's only chayav one korban, because they're all one iser, that's tamchuyin, and and the different pots don't separate the actions. The gufi is vachayin and mechakin. So too, the different actual substance of korban also don't separate. She'echad ha'ochel basar mizvachem ramim abuzevecha. It doesn't matter if he eats meat from different korbanos or one of the same. Vachayin ha'shochech hamishas vachem chot havel machas. Let's say someone slaughters five different animals as a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, all under the assumption that he's not aware of it being asur. Ein ochayv l'chatas achas. He's only chayv one korban chatas. Hal l'mazeh dama. What's his light? What's this like? It's no different than someone who bows down to five idols, different idols, in one session, so to speak, thinking all along that it's permitted to do. Let's say someone was bloodletting for his animal, and he received the blood in two separate cups, and he drank both of them in one action, thinking that it's mutter. It's only chayav to bring one korban chatas. Okay, lachadal. Now, let's say someone eats different foods, right, from different issues, right, in one halam. In this case, they'd be chayav individually. So, what's this example for each one? So, what's an example? Ketzah. So, let's say someone ate chaylev, which is forbidden fats, dam, which is blood, nosar, leftover korban, and pigol, which is a korban that had the wrong intent applied to it. He eats a kizayis from each one, halamachas, thinking that each separate iser is permitted, maybe arba chatos, he brings four separate korbanos. As well, if someone went ahead and ate a kazayas, one kazayas that is combined a combination together from different isurim in one session, in the skabsu of iser, most of iser kol of iser basachas, and if part of what's combined together is an additional iser or general iser, all together at the same time. He's chayav al shem v'shem. He's chayav at each individual iser. The vikach, therefore, so what's an example? Hatameh she'achal kazayis chaylev and nosar yom kippurim. So let's say someone who's tameh, that eats a what do you call it, a kazayas of chilev, which is asher eat, and this person's tame on Yom Kippur, maybe a brachatos ve'asham. So he brings four separate korbanos, chatas as well as a korban asham. Chatas achas ishum tame shachal kodesh. So one, he's tame and he ate something that's hektish. Second one, ve'achas ishum ochel chilev, he ate forbidden fat. Ve'achas ishum ochel nosar, and one because he ate leftover korban. Ve'achas ishum Yom Kippurim, and one because Yom Kippur. And this is where he added to the amount, right, some other type of food to give it a complete kazayas, and maybe ashram vada, and then ila. He also brings an ashram vada because he stole, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shrei nanim in hektesh peshkaga, because he benefited from this consecrated item, even though it was inadvertent. Halacha hey. Ha'ochel v'shosim yom kippurim ba'malachas, someone who eats and drinks yom kippur, thinking it's permitted to do. Ein achai v'alachatas achas, he's only chai one karma chatas. Why? Achila ushusia achasi. As we know, eating and drinking are considered to be one, even though different actions, one separate, one iser. Lachavav ha'osim malacha of Yom Kippurim shechali osur Shabbos. Someone who does malacha on Yom Kippur that falls on a Shabbos, chayv shtei chatos, he's chayv two separate korbanos, and they change shnei isurim and abonin klacha, because they're two isurim, two prohibitions that are coming at the same time. Halacha zayin, achal kichatzi zayis chelev, kichatzi zayis dam. Let's say a person ate half a gazayas of forbidden fat and half a gazayas of blood, behelam achas, at once, eino chayv b'korban, he's not chayv b'korban. Why? Kashem she'ein ha'yisur mitzdar for the malchus. These two things, chelev and dam, do not combine together to form for somebody over malchus. K'mosh ra'an milchus malchus surus, kach e'im mitzdar for the korban. So too, they will not combine together for the person to be chayv in a korban. Okay, halacha ches, one second. Akal kachatzi zayas. Let's say someone ate the half kachatzi no dolo, and he found out that what he was doing was aser because of a shachach, and then he forgot the akal kachatzi zayas acher, and he had a second half kachatzi behelam sheni in a different state of ignorance. Potter, he's exempt. Shrei no dolo b'time v'yishidia lachatzi shir, because he knew in between, and yidia, knowledge of what it called of the prohibition, can separate out in a situation of half a shir. V'chein so too in kasavos achas of Shabbos. Let's say he wrote one letter on Shabbos pishkaga inadvertently. Benodalo, and then he was told that you're not allowed to write letters on Shabbos. V'chazer b'shachach, he went back and forgot. V'chazer v'oshni, and then wrote a second letter, and the two letters together would produce the iser of kosev. Smuchala behelam sheni. Pater mikor mochatas. He's pater mikor mochatas v'chein kol kliyotze b'zeh. So too, v'chein imhoti shtei imos b'shogig. V'shtei imos b'mezin. V'shtei imos b'shogig. All right, so too, let's say a person, v'chein imhoti shtei amos b'shogig. Let's say someone did hotza over two amos inadvertently, and then another two amos b'mezi purposely, and then another two amos b'shogeg in bezrika chayev. If he did it throwing, he's chayev. Lomnesh ain't idea lachatzi shir, not because there's no knowledge that applies to half a shir, which in this case would be only two or four amos. Lomnesh ain't biyado lahachzira, because he doesn't have the ability to bring it back. V'ikach lo hoyo lo haidea shemitayin. Therefore, the knowledge of knowing the iser didn't help. Min b'havara pater sheish idea lachatzi shir k'mosh b'ano. Right, and if what do you call it? He gains, he finds out about it after passing along. He's pater because of the idea by chatishir, as the Rambam has already explained. Let's say a person ate a kazayas of chelev and then another kazayas of chelev in one sitting. He knows about the first one. And then he finds out about the second. Maybe shtei chatos. Why does he bring two separate kavanos? He adios mechalkos, because now the knowledge separates the two. Even though he has not said it, he's still eating from this korban. But let's say he found out about both at once. Maybe chatas achas brings only one korban. And the same thing would apply to prohibited sexual relationships. Let's say a person eats a kazayas and a half in one while assuming that it's mutter to do. And he is told that the kazayas is usher, that he was over isher eating the kazayas. And then he goes back and eats the second half a kazayas, okay, in the second halami, in the second, what do you call it, thinking that it is permitted. Because the last chatizayas is not connected to the first one, even though it's in the same thinking. Because he had some awareness of part of the iser in the first state of mind. Let's say he eats two zesim of forbidden fat in one helam, and he's told about one of them that's a problem. And then, so again, he eats a second zayas Vehevi chatas l'rishon. He brings a korban chatas to the first. Rishon v'sheni miskaperin. So the first and second would be miskaper, are atoned for, about shlishon lo miskaper, but the third would not work. When he finds out about the third one time, then he'd have to bring the third chatas, he has to bring a separate, the third sin, he has to bring a separate korban chatas. Hevi chatas al shlishi. Let's say he brings a chatas only for the third kazayas. Shlishi usheni usheni miskaperin, so that it atones for the third and second kazayas, shoshenei mehelam achas, because those two were done in one helam. Rishon l'miskaper lo, miskaper b'chatas zu, but the first doesn't count. Hevi chatas al amsoi. Let's say he brought a korban chatas for the second kazayas. Shlosh l'miskaperin, all three are atoned for. Neishar rishon v'shlishi b'alam l'shal amsoi, because the first and third were done in the same helam as the middle one. When he found out about the first and third, he doesn't have to bring another korban chatas. Let's say someone eats one of two pieces of, let's say, fat. He doesn't know if it's prohibited fat or mutter fat. And they eat another piece from two pieces. He's not sure if he ate chel or shuman. And let's say he finds out later that he definitely ate chaylev in both the first and second. Eino chayv al-chatas achas. Only chayv one korban chatas. Shediyah suffix shahaisalo b'intayim. Because knowing that suffix in between, afi shenechalekes la-shamos, even though it's divided up for the korban ashams, eino mechalekes la-chatos. Does not work for korban chatas. That ends Perek Vav, and we'll pick up Perek Zayin tomorrow.